This is Terry Mandel, DO Dictating an Attorney Letter to Nathaniel Walden, Attorney at Law. Address on file. This is of the Schiller Law Office. Dear Mr. Walden, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Miriam Lindo, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is M-I-R-I-A-M. Last name is Lindo, L-I-N-D-O, period. On February 7th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient with the aid of a translator, period. I performed a physical examination, period. The patient is a 65-year-old female, weight 155 pounds. Height 5'4" tall, period. Up above, please say that a doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient was involved in an injury where she sustained a fall at work on or about May 20th of 2020, period. The onset was at work due to a fall, period. She was lifting items to be processed, and she fell back and injured her right shoulder, period. It is a sharp pain in the right shoulder that radiates to the neck and down her arm, period. She is aware that she has severely diminished range of motion of her right shoulder, period. New paragraph. Her shoulder pain is described as constant, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It radiates down her arm, period. It is also described as a pressure sensation, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that she was seen at a hospital emergency room that day in Indiana, period. She had x-rays and was seen by a Greenwood specialist, Dr. Fiori, that's F-I-O-R-Y. She did follow up with him several times, period. She had her initial surgery on or about November 18th, 2020. It was followed with physical therapy, and she required a second surgery on or about June 8th of 2022, period. Despite this treatment, she is still having problems, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems lifting, comma, walking, comma, housework, comma, sleep, comma, and driving in an automobile, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient has never injured her right shoulder in the past, period. She has not had prior work injuries, period. She has not been involved in any serious automobile accidents, period. New paragraph. Past medical history reveals chest pain, comma, depression, comma, hypertension, comma, and diabetes mellitus, period. New paragraph. Medications include medicine for diabetes, hypertension, and pain medicine, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes stretching exercises and over-the-counter type medications, period. New paragraph. Under allergies, no known allergies, period. New paragraph. Social history, the patient is right-hand dominant, period. New paragraph. On review of the medical records, pertinent findings, notes from reconstructive hand to shoulder of Indiana, exam date December 28th, 2021. States that shoulder surgery by Dr. Flory, that's F-L-O-R-Y, on November 18th, 2020, made her worst period. Imaging MRI without contrast on May 6, 2021 at CDI of the right shoulder demonstrates some tendinopathy present period. Evidence of residual labrum tearing is present period. Mild impingement slash downward sloping morphology of the acromion is present period. Acromion is A-C-R-O-M-I-O-N. Assessment and plan status post right labral repair, comma, biceps tenopathy, that's T-E-N-O-T-O-M-Y, comma, distal clavicle excision, comma, acromioplasty with Dr. Flory on November 18th, 2020. Number two, right shoulder pain and stiffness, period. Further states residual impingement on the rotator cuff from the acromion, period. She is symptomatic in the AC joint still, period. I have recommended manipulation under anesthesia with arthroscopic lysis of adhesions, comma, revision of subacromial decompression and distal clavicle excision, period. On examination December 1st, 2022, she was given a 9% right upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 5% whole person impairment, period. Notes dated June 17th, 2021. Impression is pain in the right shoulder, strain of the muscles and tendons of the rotator cuff of the right shoulder, strain of other muscles, fascia, and tendons at shoulder and upper arm level, and adhesive capsulitis of the right shoulder, period. At that time, given an impairment of 13% upper extremity, utilizing table 15-11 converts to an 8% whole person impairment period. Records from reconstructive hand to shoulder dated October 26, 2021. Diagnoses are right shoulder arthrofibrosis, that's A-R-T-H-R-O-F-I-B-R-O-S-I-S. So that's right shoulder arthrofibrosis and AC arthritis. Status post a shoulder injury with resulting labral repair, comma, distal clavicular excision, comma, acromioplasty, comma, and biceps tenotomy, that's T-E-N-O-T-O-M-Y, procedure, period. Number two, the claimant's current symptoms are related to the on-the-job injury in the sense that her stiffness is a direct result of treatment rendered for the work-related condition, period. Shoulder stiffness is a known complication of labral repair surgery, period. MRI dated October 20th, 2020. It's a right shoulder arthrogram. Reveals a female age 63 years with sharp right shoulder pain radiating to the neck and down the arm, period. Limited range of motion, period. Symptoms after fall at work, May 20th, 2020. Conclusion was one, no deep, partial, or full thickness rotator cuff tear. Two, chronic bony remodeling. Number three, small non-displaced tear of the posterior into the posterior superior labrum, period. Shallow tearing and degeneration of the superior labrum, period. Four, stable acromioclavicular degenerative disease with mild lateral downsloping of the acromion, period. 5, stable, mild loss of muscle bulk, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found all her treatment as outlined above and related to the fall injury at work of May 20th, 2020 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by Dr. Mandel, February 7th, 2023, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions were normal, period. Examination of the thyroid, negative, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the right shoulder was abnormal, period. There was diminished range of motion with decreased flexion, lacking 34 degrees of function, period. Extension diminished by 6 degrees, period. Right shoulder abduction diminished by 38 degrees, and right shoulder adduction, ADD, was diminished by 14 degrees, period. External rotation diminished by 22 degrees, period. Internal rotation was normal, period. There was diminished strength of the right shoulder, period. There was crepitance, heat, and tenderness on range of motion of the right shoulder, period. There were several surgical scoping scars, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength in the right hand, period. Reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Sensation was normal, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, right shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, stiffness, comma, strain, comma, tendinopathy, comma, and labral tear, period. Number 2, acromion impingement. Number 3, adhesive capsulitis with arthrofibrosis. That's arthrofibrosis, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the fall injury at work of May 20th, 2020, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to table 15-5, the patient qualifies for a 13% upper extremity impairment, which converts to an 8% whole body impairment utilizing table 15-11, period. In reference to the extreme pain with 2 failed surgeries, involving her right upper arm, utilizing table 3-1, the patient qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the 2 whole body impairments above, the patient has a 10% whole body impairment as a result of her fall injury of May 20th of 2020, period. As a patient ages, she will be more susceptible to arthritis in the right shoulder region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories at an estimated monthly cost of $95 a month, period. The patient can benefit by some additional injections in her shoulder at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. As the patient ages, you will be more susceptible and may require a total shoulder reconstruction / replacement. And certainly this accident would be a major contributing factor, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation. End of dictation. Thank you.